This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. It is wonderful to have your company. This is part 13 of our series, our current series on holiness. The Lord is so good. He is so good. And just thinking about His love pouring down fills me full of joy, and it fills me full of tears. Let's look at Scripture. Romans, the 12th chapter we're looking at today. And we're looking at verses 1 and 2. And this is what Paul says when he writes to the church in Rome. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living sacrifice and a holy sacrifice, the kind that He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I could bring you 5 or 6 messages on this, each one around an hour long. I have to pray see this for time, and therefore I would humbly ask you today. In fact, I'll tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to pray right now that you would get this message, that I would get this message. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that as I bring this message, that I bring it the way you want me to bring it, Lord, that it is inspired by your Holy Spirit and only your Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name that as we listen to this message, Father, you impact our lives in such a way that it does change the way that we think and that we do make our bodies a holy sacrifice to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Let this word penetrate the hearts of those who are listening right at this very second, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Paul is pleading with you. Paul, in his word to the Roman church, chapter 12 and verse 1, is pleading with me. He's pleading with us all, beloved. For he says, so dear brothers and sisters, he is already calling you his brother, his sister. Why? Because you are. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. He's pleading with you. He's begging. He's on his knees and he's saying, you absolutely have to do this. When we started Worship Radio 247, we didn't start it with this in mind. Let's have a lovely radio station where we can play lovely music and it can make people feel good. That wasn't why we started Worship Radio 247. That was not why we decided that we would play worship music as opposed to praise music or Christian contemporary music. We felt God say, bring the people worship and teach them how to worship so they know how to worship, so that they know and understand that they will be having this wonderful, warm, intimate relationship with me, their Heavenly Father. Let your body be a living and holy sacrifice. Why? The kind that he finds acceptable. Why? Paul tells you. This is truly the way to worship him. He uses his words very carefully, and I love the way he says this is truly, honestly, absolutely, really. I'm not kidding. I am being serious here. If you want to learn how to worship, then this is what you need to do. You need to enter into worship. You need to enter into this wonderful, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But at the same time, look what you've got to do. You've got to give your body to Almighty God. And we're going to do that today. You and I, we're going to do that this very day. And I believe it's going to change so much. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Why? Because this world, beloved, is going to hell on a handcart, and you do not want to be a part of it. But let God transform you into a new person. Let him transform you. Give him that permission to transform you into a new person. How? By the way you think. By the way your mind works. By the way it assesses information. Your mind is like a computer. It needs the correct inputs. It needs all of the correct inputs to make it function the way you need it to function. And what we're going to do today, on this broadcast, is we're going to clear the history of our minds. Like you would clear the history on a computer and wipe it clean, we're going to clear the history of our minds and make it work the way God wants it to work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And by doing all of this, by making our bodies a living sacrifice to him, and by clearing the history of the computer in our minds, I believe we draw closer to holiness. Holiness being set apart for him. Set apart for him. It's wonderful. This thought pattern that you have running through your mind now, because I know you're thinking, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? Well, you're going to find out. What I want you to do right now, right at this second, is I want you to stop and make this decision that you're going to pray along with me now. I'm going to say some words, and I want you to repeat these words after me. Wherever you happen to be in the globe, all around the world, listening right now, just repeat these words with me. Heavenly Father, I love you, and I adore you, and I worship you in spirit and in truth. Today, right now, right at this moment, I give you my body. Let my body be a living sacrifice to you, Lord. Let it be a holy sacrifice to you. I pray in Jesus' name that you renew the way I think as I clear the history of my mind. I pray in Jesus' name that you would renew that, renew my mind with those things that you want to renew it with, Lord. May I be a part of you from now on. I give you my life. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.